All right, here's a Rebel song.
Cause down by Brannigan's Corner, one morning I did stray. I met a fellow rebel, and to me he did say, we have orders from our captain to assemble at Dunbar, but how are we to get there without a motor car?
Well, Barney dear, be of good cheer, I tell you what we'll do. The specials, they are plentiful, but the IRA are few. We'll send a wire to Johnson to meet us at Stranraer.
Having you the boys a bloody good ride in Johnson's motor car.
When Dr. Johnson heard the news, he soon put on his shoes. He said, this is an urgent case, there is no time to lose. He then put on his castor hat and on his breast a star.
You can hear the din all through Glenfin of Johnson's motor car.
But when he got to the railway bridge, the rebels he saw there. Old Johnson knew the game was up when Adam they did stare. He said, I have a permit to travel near and far.
To hell with your English permit, we want your motor car.
What will my loyal brethren think when they hear the news? My car, it has been commandeered by the rebels at Dunluce. We'll give you a receipt for it, all signed by Captain Barr.
When Ireland gets her freedom, boy, you'll get your motor car. They put that car in motion and filled it to the brim with guns and bayonets shining, which made old Johnson grim. And Barney hoisted the Sinn Féin flag and fluttered like a star. And we give three cheers, the IRA in Johnson's motor.